The Egyptian military, suddenly an army of 80 million.
The armed forces is aware of the legitimate demands of the honorable citizens. The armed forces' presence on the Egyptian streets is for your own sake, safety, and security. Your armed forces have not and will not resort to the use of force against this great people.
The army in Egypt pledges to stand with the people as a sea of protesters overwhelms central Cairo.
Amidst a call for a general strike and unrest still growing, the Egyptian government may be watching the sun set for the last time. Egypt's eight-day revolution, no day of rest. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. 100,000 people in Tahrir Square in Cairo with the intention of marching on the presidential palace. This could be the last day of Egypt as we've known it for 30 years on this Tuesday, February 1st.
And that, of course, is right at the top of the news this morning. It could be that make-or-break moment for the Mubarak regime. More than 100,000 people now converging on the heart of Cairo in preparation for what's being called the March of Millions. Mubarak is throwing up literal and figurative roadblocks to the event. All roads leading to the city have been closed. Train and bus service, the internet, ATMs, phone service, all shut down across the country. But protesters say their uprising will continue until Mubarak is gone.
We can smell freedom in the air, and we feel that we're so close from what we want.
That freedom in the air she's talking about got a boost yesterday from this announcement from the military.
Your armed forces have not and will not resort to the use of force against this great people.
That announcement could tip the scale against the regime. This morning, the government called for elections in several key districts.
But uprising leaders say they are rejecting that offer and any offer of talks with the Mubarak government. Earlier, we spoke to Dr. Essem El Aryan with the Muslim Brotherhood, the largest opposition group in the country.
I think today Mr. Mubarak must leave, must step down.
To get around the internet and phone disruptions that the government has imposed on the information flow in Egypt, many protesters today are using a new service set up by Google that converts phone messages to tweets. Here are a few of them that we're reading from Cairo this morning. Whatever happens can't be worse than if we went backwards, one person writes. The road is one we have to follow to the end. Another one reads, it is our right to live in a free and honest country with free elections.
Another million-person march is coming together this hour in Egypt's second largest city of Alexandria. Wira Davis with our partner the BBC is there and says there's widespread evidence of attacks against symbols of authority throughout the city. But back to Cairo. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says a U.S. envoy will meet privately with President Mubarak as the rally unfolds.
Frank Wisner, who is a former ambassador to Egypt, travels frequently to Cairo. Given his expertise, we have asked him to add his perspective to our analysis on current developments.
But the message from the thousands on the street for President Mubarak is simple. A chant says, leave, leave, leave.
The economy in Egypt is near paralysis. Foreign commerce, tourism, and banking all halted due to the protests. But global oil prices are jumping with the unrest. They closed over $92 a barrel because of the risk of disruptions to the Suez Canal, major route for oil tankers to Europe and North America. We'll have more on that from Louise Story this hour. And a big domestic story we're reporting this morning. A Florida federal judge has ruled against President Obama's health care plan. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,891. The S&P opens at 1,286. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,700.
With another view on Egypt from one of its close Arab neighbors, Prince Hassan of Jordan will join us later this hour. But first, Nick Kristoff in Cairo and some more with updates from Egypt.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.